rumors spreading round. United takes his time.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to take you one at a time. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Todd of the North Side, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Todd?
Yeah, so you asked what to do with Joe Manchin. Well, I think what to do is, whether he's your senator or not, you call him up every day and you tell him to end the filibuster and get to work for the American people. And what you don't do is you don't draw a false equivalence between him and Pramila Jayapal and vilify a woman of color on the right, on the left side of the spectrum, and say that the rest of the Democratic caucus, which is united behind the policies that she supports, and say that she's doing the same thing that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, 2 out of 50, are doing.
Okay, well, let me bounce this off you, Todd. First of all, this stuff, the identity politics stuff, I reject. This woman on the one side. If I went after Marjorie Taylor Greene, you'd love it, and she's a woman. If I went after Kyrsten Sinema, you'd love it, and she's a woman. So all this business of the gender is all bull, okay? Now, when it comes to the other thing, I don't like what Manchin's doing. I think he's essentially a Republican. I also think he's not going to get reelected out there in West Virginia because he's betraying his base. But I'm a pragmatic guy. You know, I was in the Navy. So you're on a ship, you're in a storm, and you want to get somewhere and you can't get somewhere. Guess what? You don't just sink the ship trying to do it. You do it, you find a different way. And so all I'm saying here is this. I'm saying this: Manchin's a bad guy. He's no good. He's screwing around. I get it. But we are able to get something out of him. We are able to get hard infrastructure and close to $2 trillion of the other one. Let's take it and run, get out there. Otherwise, we're going to lose a Virginia governor race. We're going to lose a Virginia governor race. That's going to happen. That's going to happen. Get this party together. And with the Progressive Caucus, I respect them, and that's all well and good. Hey, guys, you're Democrats. You're not Working Families Party, okay? You want to run on the Working Families Party ticket, you're not going to get Schneider. You want to run on the Democratic ticket, when push comes to shove, you have great ideas. We're going to do it our way. Thanks very much for calling, Todd. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my co-host, Pizza Box Mike, and everybody else is on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get right to you right after Pizza Box Mike. What's up, Mike?
Well, one way to fight this is to do what's happening in Washington, D.C. today. There is a rally from West Virginia. There to tell Joe Manchin what 70% of the people want. See, so if this is about what the people want in this country, let's talk about what's in the bill instead of watching these 7- and 8-figure, you know, plastic people on TV talking about, oh, we can't do this and we can't do that, because it doesn't affect them if they don't get the soft package, right? Look, there is no compromise when you're in poverty. Right. So all this compromise is going against the people in poverty, whether people want to believe it or not. Community college, health care, you know, wages, all that affects the people at the bottom. So you and I will probably survive, right, if this doesn't get passed. But how do you do it? You do it by fighting back. You don't do it by compromising. We've already been compromised. There's not much left for people at the bottom.
Right. And you got to listen to Mike's program. He sits in from here once in a while, and I'm grateful. But also Saturday at noon, Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box, I'll simply say this. The tragedy in what's happening with Manchin is the clean energy getting excluded. That's $150 billion. They could easily put that in. He'll sink the whole damn thing for that. That's disgusting. And he's not changing on that one. I think he's misreading his state. In terms of poor people getting help, there's plenty of help for him in the almost $2 trillion that's proposed. And besides that, we'll have plenty of time. I mean, you know, you have childcare, you have universal 3 and 4K, you have child tax credit, elder care, Medicaid expansion of vision. It's all good. The real tragedy is the environmental, in my view. Bobby of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bobby?
Oh, hi there, Matt. So this whole thing where they're, you know, the Joe Manchin versus the squad, I mean, let's be real. If Manchin wasn't in there and it was just a normal, reasonable Democrat and we weren't, you know, working on these margins, it would be the squad holding everything up for a package that is way bigger than what we're talking about anyways, right? So I don't understand why they don't take it so not act like, you know, he's the only one who would be doing this and leveraging his position, because everybody leverages their position. We knew when Biden got elected that that was going to make Manchin a lot more powerful. Anyway, so why doesn't Biden just take Manchin in a back room, twist his arm and be like, hey, here's the thing. No Democratic Party resources, no Democratic Party help for anything moving forward at all from now on forever if you don't get your crap together right now. And I think they could make him vote for it if these other things that he is like struggling with or whatever you want to call it, doesn't want to approve. Why don't they just put sundown provisions on him? You know, because every one of these programs is actually going to end up being so popular that once they're in, it's going to be really hard to get rid of them. But put sundown provisions on them so that, you know, after the next election, you know, our lawmakers are going to have to go up and say, yeah, child care is a terrible thing. Let's take this away now and let them see if they can try to do that. I mean, would Manchin pass it doing that? I don't know. Anyway, just a thought.
That's a very good idea. And I want to expand on that a little bit. I mean, what Bobby's saying, it's true that Biden has already taken Manchin to the White House, beaten him up, twisted his arm and all that. And Manchin saying won't do this or that. But the two things that are just killers are, one, that he won't suspend the filibuster for voting rights. That's the worst. The second one is that he's demanding that $150 billion be taken out of the conciliation package for clean energy, because he represents gas and oil. He's up, I think, in 2024, and he's very afraid. He's getting a lot of money from oil industries. You know what Abraham Lincoln would have done? And it plays off of what Bobby just said. And I like Biden a lot. I was his guy early on, but he's not Abraham Lincoln. The way Abraham Lincoln got some of got rid of slavery and got rid of at least the initial amendments, the anti-slavery amendment, 13th Amendment, he took these congressmen into the White House, and they were all going to vote against it. They were afraid to vote for it. You know what he did? Probably illegal. He said, if you vote for it, I will give you a postmastership in a town in Pennsylvania, or I'll make you the customs inspector. And in the 1860s, the customs inspector got a slice of the tariffs, got very rich, and the postal inspector is the same thing. And he not only beat the hell out of them, he bribed them. Now, Biden can do it in a legal way. I mean, Abraham Lincoln was a tough son of a gun. You don't win the Civil War, get rid of slavery without being a tough son of a gun. What Abraham Lincoln would do, Biden can do legally. And here's what you do. You take Manchin in, you say, look, let's have a heart-to-heart. Let's have a come-to-Jesus meeting right now. You want to get reelected in 2024. I want you to get reelected in 2024. And if you vote for clean energy and you vote to suspend the filibuster to pass voting rights, the coal companies and the oil companies will go after you big time. Well, I got news for you. There's one set of donors that have more money than the coal companies and the oil companies, and that are hedge funds and speculators on Wall Street, and they are whores, all of them. And they will send money wherever they think they should, that they're being asked to by somebody who's in power. I will make sure that their legal contributions that come to you that dwarf anything you're getting from the coal companies and anything you're getting from the oil companies, we will ensure your reelection. We want you in there, but you must do two things. You must, first of all, suspend this filibuster. You must suspend it for voting rights, get rid of gerrymandering and all that. And secondly, you've got to stick this clean energy thing back in, and you've got to come up more from the $1.5 trillion. You've got to come up over $2 trillion. Beat the living hell out of him. Don't let him out of the White House. And he wants to get reelected. This is popular with 70% of his people anyway. And if he can be sure that he can get more money than he can get from coal companies and oil companies, it's worth a shot. Bobby, thanks a lot. Great call. Going to the break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.